This is City Church Together. It's a Friday. April 29th. Today is going to be the forcefully read edition of City Church Together. I hope you're prepared. Here's my theory. If you're still hanging with us on this podcast, God bless you. There's nothing I can do to run you off, so we're about to get crazy in here. All right. We are today, we're going to do the reading from Numbers chapter 6. And this is going to be probably a familiar passage to you. This is the priestly blessing from Aaron. All right. So Numbers 6, verse 22. The Lord spoke to Moses, "Tell Aaron and his sons, this is how you are to bless the Israelites. You should say to them, may the Lord bless you and protect you. May the Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look with favor on you and give you peace. In this way, they will pronounce my name over the Israelites, and I will bless them." That is the word of the Lord from Numbers 6. All right, here we go. The priestly blessing. I'm highlighting all of these verses, honestly. I told you I was going to do this forcefully. That's what I'm doing. Stop trying to talk me out of it. All right, here is what I do want you to notice. Actually, we're going to highlight verse 26. Look at this. May the Lord look with favor on you and give you peace. And now in verse 27, in this way, so with this blessing, which is, you may have seen, is a very kind blessing. I mean, that's why this blessing has been used. It's a very encouraging blessing. It's a very nice blessing in the most positive of senses. No one is going to hear this blessing and think, do you hate me? It is a very, very kind blessing. And look at this. It says, in this way, okay, let's talk about what that means, in this way. In this way, in what way? In the way that you are to bless the Israelites. Okay, so in other words, when you say this blessing over Israel, when Aaron says this blessing over Israel, they will pronounce my name over the Israelites and I will bless them. All right. So Aaron was to say this blessing over Israel. And God's concern, Yahweh's concern, was that his name was said over his people and that blessing would actually come from it. So these are not, that leads me to believe two things. Number one, it is important that Israel know to whom they belong. My name will be pronounced over them. It is also, number two, important that other people know to whom Israel belongs. My name is pronounced over them. I am their overarching story. I am their meta-narrative. I am their progenitor. I am their, I am their father. Luke, I am your father. Israel, I am your father. I am over you. I am your authority. I am the one from who you derive your name. I am, okay? So, pronounce over is this identity statement of all of you, Israel, are mine. And when we say this blessing that invokes my name, the Lord, all caps, Yahweh, may Yahweh bless you and protect you. May Yahweh make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. May Yahweh look with favor on you and give you peace. Okay. So it is important that they are associated with both that they know it and that other people that or to observe them know it, they are associated with Yahweh. And the purpose of this is not, it's not just some rote repetition to sort of encourage them on the inside. The purpose is that the word spoken over them, just like the identity that has been spoken over them, the word spoken over them will come to fruition. This is a pronounced blessing in Yahweh's name, and Yahweh says, do it so that I will bless them. In other words, make this promise known to them. I follow through on my promises. Okay. So let's, in light of that, let's listen to this one more time. May the Lord bless you and protect you. Don't make it harder than it is. You know, you don't have to look up Webster's definition of blessing. May the Lord bless you. In other words, may the Lord bestow on you a gift. May the Lord give you something positive, okay? And protect you or keep you. May he, there will be people and things and circumstances that come against you to harm you. So the blessing from the Lord is not only that he will give to you, but that when negative things come against you, he will protect you. May the Lord make his face shine on you. Panim is the Hebrew word for face, relationship. May God, you think about the glowing relationship. You know, remember Moses' face glowing. Remember him asking to see God in Exodus and seeing God's backside, you know, in the hospital gown, the unopened hospital gown. That's always what I picture. I always picture the Far Side. I don't know if you ever watched the cartoon Far, excuse me, not watch, read the cartoon Far Side in the funny papers. His drawing of God, which some would argue is blasphemous. I'm not making that argument. I'm just telling you what it was, okay? But, you know, he drew always God as sort of this stereotypical giant, you know, old man with beard and eyebrows, and you can never see his eyes. Anyway, I pictured that guy in a hospital gown going in front of Moses, and that's why you could see God's backside. As opposed to this blessing, what I just told you, that did not bless you. But back to where we are, you know, may the Lord make his face shine on you. May the Lord turn to you and you receive that radiance that Moses saw. You are in his presence. May you be in God's presence and may God's presence be with you. And may he be gracious to you. You know, the way that Israel thought about God many times was not that if we are in his presence or if he turns his face to us, it's going to be a face of beauty and graciousness. Rather, it's going to be a face of judgment and haven't you seen Raiders of the Lost Ark? You know, like our faces are going to melt until we're skeletons. But no, when God's face turns towards you, may he be gracious to you. May the Lord look with favor on you and give you peace. I laugh a little bit internally sometimes when I think if no one knew this passage was in the Bible or that Yahweh had said this, somebody might actually, you know, throw it under prosperity gospel theology, you know, which I'm sure it can be misused, but let's give Yahweh a break. You know, he actually does want good for us. He actually does want blessing in our life. He actually does want us to be associated with him. He actually does want to be gracious with you. He actually does want blessing in your life, okay, for the purpose of relationship and connection with him. And it is good to enjoy things together as a family. So this, as true as it was of Israel, is as or more true of us as God's children, as his people. We have received an identity from him that is over us, that is our meta-narrative, that is the new story of our life, the only story that ever was. Now we've just come into it. The Lord is over us. God does want us to know that he is close. He has made his face shine on us in Jesus, because I know you're also reading Hebrews, which talks about Jesus Christ as the radiance of God. He has come to us. You know, very God in very flesh. He is our high priest. He is our one mediator. So very, you know, very much themes of what you're reading about in Hebrews right now as well. And in this way, he will give us peace. God has pronounced his name over his people, the church, and he will bless us. Already has and will do so more and more. This is a great blessing to memorize. And let this also, in application form, I preached a sermon on blessing as a spiritual habit. You've probably already forgotten it a couple months ago, and gave you an example of blessing, writing blessing out, saying blessing to your family, to friends, coworkers, to whoever will listen, honestly, but especially, you know, look for people who don't have someone saying, speaking blessing into your life. And if you don't know how to do that, literally take these verses and literally want them and pray them for people. May the Lord bless you and protect you. May the Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. And may the Lord look with favor on you and give you peace. Let's be silent now. Receive that blessing as we respond to it. Heavenly Father, thank you for this blessing. And indeed, we receive it today. And we believe that you are for us, that you have turned your face to us, that your presence and your by your Holy Spirit is with us, and that from it we, like your face, like Moses, will shine. You will give us peace, and we, putting ourselves under your name, will be a testimony and a testament to who you are in all of the places we go, from our homes to our work to our school. We believe that you will be with us, and by through the way that you bless us, we will then bless others. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, amen. City Church, go and multiply the gospel through blessing.